KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. At the Boys State Basketball Championships yesterday, Class 1A quarterfinals got the day started. It was Montezuma beating Martinsdale St. Mary's 75-50. Wapsie Valley knocking off top seed Lake Mills 49-45. Bishop Garrigan edging Springville 55-52. And West Fork upending Remsen St. Mary's 55-53. In the 2A quarterfinals, there were three of those games played yesterday. North Lynn beat West Sioux 56-51. Boyden Hall over Woodward Granger 57-26, and Trainer a winner over Pella Christian 69-53. Three players in double figures for the Cardinals. Jack Tarks led the way with 21 points, Jack Stogdill with 20, and Luke Miska had 14 points. Trainer also had a big advantage at the free throw line. While Pella Christian was 6 of 6 making all of their attempts, they only had 6 tries. For Trainer, 22 of 32 from the free throw line, most of those in the second half, to help them pull away and secure that victory. So Trainer moves on into the 2A semifinals. Next up, there'll be 7 more games today on the schedule. The last of the 2A quarterfinals starts the morning at 9:30 today with number 4 seed Comanche facing Monticello. The 3A quarterfinals then take center stage with top seed Norwalk facing Harlan. That's at 11:15 this morning. Harlan, the 8th seed, is 18-6 on the year. They'll face a Norwalk team that comes in 21-3. At 1 o'clock, center Pointer Banna, the 4 seed, plays Ballard. Second-seeded Mount Vernon will face Clear Creek Amana at 2:45. And at 4:30, it's Pella, the 3 seed, against Sergeant Bluff Luton. Then tonight in the 4A quarterfinals, a couple of games on the slate. Number 4 seed Waukee faces North Scott at 6:30, followed by top-seeded Ankeny Centennial versus Davenport North in action in Des Moines. Iowa junior center Luca Garza has been named the Big Ten Player of the Year. Garza led the conference in scoring at just over 26 points per game as the Hawkeyes finished 11-9 in the league race. Garza was interviewed on the Big Ten Network and says his success began last offseason.
Really a determination and a motivation to improve, and I think I try to do that every single day, and just my teammates pushing me and my coaches pushing me, and you know, honestly, just being here in the summer and working out with the strength coach and everything like that, just improving in a ton of ways is kind of what, you know, led to this drastic improvement.
Garza has scored 20 or more points in 16 straight Big Ten games.
You know, this team has just definitely been the best, like, as a whole, in terms of being able to give me the ball, in positions where I can score, and just the incredible passers we have and the incredible offense we have is kind of what kind of led to that.
The Hawkeyes are headed to the NCAA tournament despite losing 2 starters and their top recruit to season-ending injuries.
You know, I'm just really, really proud of all my guys who worked really hard over the summer to be able to put themselves in a position like this. And, you know, with Coach McCaffrey and his staff, just knowing all the adversity we have been through and just putting us in a position to win every game with the game plans they have and just the way they attack the game. And it's just been an honor to be a part of this group.
Garza becomes the first Hawkeye to earn the prestigious honor since the award was introduced by the Big Ten Conference in 1985. Garza was also a first-team All-Big Ten selection by both the media and the coaches. Sophomore Joe Wieskamp was a third-team All-Conference honoree, while C.J. Frederick was selected to the 5-player All-Freshman team. Redshirt sophomore Connor McCaffrey is the recipient of Iowa's Big Ten Men's Basketball Sportsmanship Award. Garza finished the conference schedule by averaging 26.2 points a game, becoming Iowa's first scoring leader in Big Ten games only since Adam Haluska in 2007. He's the first player to average at least 26 points in Big Ten play since Purdue's Glenn Robinson in 1994. Garza is Iowa's single-season scoring record holder with 740 points thus far, breaking the program's 50-year-old record. Originally set by John Johnson in 1970, Garza has scored 20 points or more in a school record 16 straight Big Ten games. That's the longest streak by any player in the Big Ten since 1987. Joining Garza on the first team by both coaches and media were Lamar Stevens of Penn State, Cassius Winston of Michigan State, and Jalen Smith of Maryland. Maryland's Anthony Cowan was a first-team honoree by the coaches, while Io DeSumo of Illinois was a first-team selection by the media. Maryland's Aaron Wiggins was named the sixth man of the year by the coaches. The all-defensive team consisted of Jalen Smith of Maryland, Minnesota's Daniel Oturu, Nojel Eastern of Purdue, Penn State's Jamari Wheeler, and Xavier Tillman of Michigan State. Both the media and the coaches named Greg Gard of Wisconsin as the coach of the year. The coaches selected Michigan State center Xavier Tillman as defensive player of the year, and both groups named Kofi Coburn of Illinois as the freshman of the year. Number two, Gonzaga survived a scare to beat San Francisco 81-77 last night in the West Coast Conference Tournament semifinals as they look to play in their 26th West Coast Conference final, looking for their 16th championship. Well, Kansas maintained its grip on the number one ranking in the Associated Press Men's College Basketball poll. The Jayhawks received all 65 first-place votes to remain at the top for a third straight week. The past 2 weeks, they've been the unanimous choice ahead of Gonzaga and Dayton. Florida State climbed three spots to number four after winning its first Atlantic Coast Conference regular season title. That's Florida State's highest ranking since sitting at number two in December of 1972. West Virginia and Butler were the week's new additions, while Michigan and Penn State fell out of the poll. Iowa's at number 25 in this week's poll. Well, the wait is on for the Northern Iowa Panthers, who need an at-large berth into the NCAA tournament. The Panthers are 25-6 after being upset by 8th-seeded Drake in the Missouri Valley tournament. It was a tournament full of upsets that saw 7th-seeded Valpo get to the championship game before falling to Bradley.
You know, Drake won 20 games. You know, it's not a typical 8th-seed. When you think about most of the leagues in the country, it's usually, usually the team that finishes 8th doesn't have 20 wins. And so I think that mostly speaks to the depth of the league this year and that the league was better.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who believes the committee will look at their four-month body of work and not just one game in the Valley tournament.
I don't get caught up in, well, they always do this or they always do that, because that's not the way it works. What they always do is get in the room and look at what everyone's done. And it's pretty easy to get probably through the first 55 or 56 or 57, and then they got to sit down and they got to grab 18 of them, figure out, all right, how are we going to sort these teams out? And it's about the entire 4 months.
Jacobson does not believe that being a member of the Valley will prevent them from getting in.
You know, last year Belmont was put into the tournament, and their numbers were very similar to ours. And that's a team from a non-Power 5, not Big East, right? I mean, I'm not concerned that we're going to get left out because we play in the Valley. And that, not at all.
Jacobson says the Panthers' success on the road will be an advantage when compared to other teams who are vying for at-large bids. Those bids will be handed out coming up on Sunday. Iowa State women's basketball sophomore Ashley Jones was named one of three unanimous selections to the All-Big 12 first team, while Kristen Scott earned honorable mention honors and Maggie Espen-Miller-McGraw garnered a spot on the All-Freshman team. Jones had a banner season for the Cyclones, scoring 20.5 points, 10.5 rebounds on the season. She's the only player in the country averaging over 20 points and 10 rebounds a game. Scott earned honorable mention All-Big 12 honors after averaging over 14 points and nearly 7 rebounds and connecting on 40 three-point shots. Maggie Espen-Miller-McGraw was named to the All-Freshman team. The Indianola, Iowa native started 21 games for Iowa State this season, averaging 30 minutes per game. Espen-Miller-McGraw averaged a little over 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists in Big 12 conference play. Well, the status of 3 San Jose Sharks hockey games, the NCAA women's basketball tournament at Stanford, and 1 MLS game are in doubt after officials in California's Santa Clara County announced a ban of all large gatherings of at least 1,000 people for the rest of the month in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Monday's announcement came hours after the public health department announced the first death in the county from COVID-19. A woman in her 60s had been hospitalized for several weeks with the virus before dying. 6 more cases of the COVID-19 were confirmed in Santa Clara County on Monday, bringing the total number of cases to 43. The NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer are closing access to locker rooms and clubhouses to all non-essential personnel in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. The changes will be temporary, and media will still have access to players. All sports in Italy will be halted because of the virus outbreak. The Premier announced that games and travel will be banned nationwide through April 3rd. That includes games in the country's top soccer division and preparatory events for the Tokyo Olympics. The BNP Paribas Open, set to begin this week in the California desert, won't be played as scheduled after a case of the virus was confirmed in the Coachella Valley. The announcement to cancel the tennis tournament in Indian Wells, California, came after many players were already in the desert practicing. French police say the Champions League match between Paris Saint-Germain and Borussia Dortmund will be played without fans, and the virus also forced the postponement of the Six Nations rugby match between France and Ireland. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.